This Week in Machinery, a hybrid cell, a new ultraviolet laser and more. AKS and Imperial Systems dust and fume collectors. For most businesses, a plasma or laser cutting table is a huge investment. It requires research and planning to choose the right one. With all the consideration that goes into choosing a cutting table, equal thought should go into choosing a dust and fume collection system to work with it. AKS Cutting Systems offers plasma tables, including models for general use, heavy or thick plate, high accuracy, or with 5-axis bevel for pipe and tube cutting. The company also offers fiber lasers, which feature a solid-state laser source with laser delivered through a fiber optic cable. This technology is equipped with a Class 1 safety enclosure and helical rack and pinion drive. AKS has chosen to work with Imperial Systems Incorporated on dust and fume collection systems. It's really a good feeling to know that a company like AKS trusts our systems enough to choose us as their dust and fume collection partner, said Jeremiah Van, President and CEO of Imperial Systems Incorporated. We know from experience how important a cutting table is to keeping a shop running. If you're going to buy one of the best cutting tables in the industry, it should be paired with one of the best dust and fume collection systems in the industry. For more information, visit the AKS Cutting Systems and Imperial Systems Incorporated websites. If you're attending FabTech this year, you can stop by the company's booths to see an AKS custom-designed KMAX in person. Hypertherm Plasma Cutter. Hypertherm, a US-based manufacturer of plasma, laser, and water jet cutting systems, has introduced its new PowerMax 45XP. Delivering 6.5 kilowatts of output power, the new system is designed to cleanly cut material up to 5/8, 16 millimeters, in thickness, and sever material nearly twice that thickness. Similar to the PowerMax 45 before it, the PowerMax 45XP is intended to be versatile. A new low-amp process is designed to make it easy to mark, score and make precision gouges. The versatility is further enhanced by the availability of 11 different torch styles for handheld and mechanized use, plus a variety of consumable types for specialized cutting and gouging applications. The system comes with many Hypertherm exclusives, including a new Duramax lock torch which has a torch disable switch for quick replacement of consumables, a fast connect torch to quickly switch between different torches and smart sense technology that automatically adjusts gas pressure and flow for optimal performance. For more information, visit the Hypertherm website. Mitsubishi Ultraviolet Laser. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries Machine Tool, Co., Ltd. has unveiled the Ablazer Duve, the latest model in the Ablazer micromachining line. This new technology uses a short-pulse deep ultraviolet, DUV, laser. The system is designed to provide a smaller focal spot diameter while maintaining a long depth of focus to enable finer and higher precision micromachining and drilling. The Ablazer was first launched in 2014, the first product in Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, MHI, laser machining business. By ablating the machining area with high peak power, the thermal effects on the area can be suppressed. This means that, for drilling applications, dimensional accuracy and surface smoothness can be achieved at a level that would not be possible with conventional electric discharge or laser machining. The product's features allow difficult machining tasks, such as drilling conically tapered holes and drum-shaped holes, as well as micro-precision machining of difficult-to-cut, hard or brittle materials. The new Ablazer Duve features a short-pulse oscillator for rapid firing of the laser light. The product uses the same unique optical head as previous Ablazer products, as well as a high-precision lens and prism to refract and rotate the laser beam. The picosecond class Duve laser has a shorter wavelength than the short-pulse YAG or green lasers commonly used in micro-machining products. The smaller focal spot diameter allows finer machining, improving the minimum machining diameter to 10 micrometer, micro, 10 to 6, compared to 50 micrometer with the conventional Ablazer, which uses a green laser. Further, since the photon energy of a DUV laser is large, it exhibits high machining performance with materials such as glass and compound semiconductors that were previously hard to process, even for other laser products, according to Mitsubishi. The ablaser DUV will be on display at JIMTOF 2016, the 28th Japan International Machine Tool Fair, on November 17, when the product will officially go on sale. For more information, visit the Mitsubishi website. Synova Machinor Hybrid Cell. As aerospace and industrial gas turbine manufacturers strive to improve performance, the need for high-quality hole drilling of turbine engine components is rapidly becoming mission-critical. To address this need, Synova and Machinor are joining forces to offer a solution, the Hybrid Cell, which combines Synova's laser microjet, LMJ, with Machinor's EDM capabilities. It is a fully automated, manufacturing-ready, work cell that can handle a wide range of hole drilling applications. The hybrid cell consists of MC's 500 cutting system, along with Machinor's EDBV-EDM hole drilling machine. Combining Synova's MC's 500 laser microjet machine with Machinor's well-established high-speed EDBV machines enables our customers to drill holes in components already pre-coated with a thermal barrier, as opposed to post-coating drilling processes currently being used. This approach significantly simplifies the overall process, improves quality and reduces overall manufacturing, said Bernold Richards Hagen, Synova founder and CEO. The laser microjet system is used to cut diffuser shapes in the coating layer and drilling metering holes, while the EDBV is used to drill deep through holes. The machine tasks are intended to be balanced between the hybrid cell machines to ensure an optimum throughput. The hybrid cell also provides a solution to handle difficult non-line-of-sight holes on the EDM machine. A sophisticated data transfer scheme is also part of the cell, with the goal of enabling high-accuracy hole drilling of complete components. All EDM drilling on EDBV machines is performed while being fully submerged underwater. According to Machinor, this enables faster machining speeds, improves part quality and creates more stable and consistent conditions during cavity wall penetration. For more information, visit the websites for Synova and Machinor. Trumpf Punch Laser Machine. Trumpf has developed a new punching machine that is specifically designed to grow with a customer's business. The modular TruePunch 1000 enables sheet metal fabricators to upgrade their machine to the equally space-saving new TruMatich 1000 fiber. The TruMatich 1000 fiber punch laser machine will be introduced to the North American market at Fabtech 2016. With its expandable functionality, the TruePunch 1000 is designed for entry into precision punching. It can handle sheets up to 0.25-inch thick at rates of up to 600 strokes a minute. With a footprint of 21 by 12 feet, it is approximately 15% smaller than its predecessor. The machine enables fabricators to process medium format sheets without repositioning for significantly faster production overall. The machine's modular design enables the TruePunch 1000 to transition into the new TruMatich 1000 fiber, a combination punch laser machine. The process is achieved by adding a 3 kW TruDisc solid state laser and retrofitting the TruePunch 1000 with a laser cutting system, a laser evacuation unit and a beam guard system. Through this conversion process, sheet metal fabricators are able to increase the variety of parts they manufacture. Those with an existing TruDisc solid-state laser also have the option of connecting to the TruMatich 1000 fiber via the Trumpf laser network. Both new machines from Trumpf offer a completely redesigned drive technology. The patented Delta Drive moves both the electric punching head and the laser along the Y-axis while the sheet moves in the opposite direction. Powered by two servo motors, this arrangement enables the machine to accelerate far faster in the Y-axis and eliminates the need to move the sheet or work table. As a result, the punching process is more dynamic and the machine is more productive than with the previous design. Decreasing relative movement between the machine table and the metal sheet also reduces the risk of collisions and makes the process more reliable overall, according to the company. Both the new TruePunch 1000 and the TruMatich 1000 fiber are designed to automatically sort finished parts up to 7x7 inches. Processed parts are sent down a chute and can be sorted into a series of 4 boxes, 16x12 inches. The boxes are positioned below the machine for removal. Alternatively, an additional flexible parts flap, a standard feature of the TruMatich 1000 fiber and an option for the TruePunch 1000, provide users with a second choice for part sorting. Equipped with a sensor that detects whether all the parts have been properly ejected from the machine's working area, this solution can be used to eject long and wide parts into containers as well as onto conveyors or pallets during both the punching and laser operations. As the first entry-level combination machine from Trumpf with a solid-state laser, the goal was to make the TruMatich 1000 fiber compact as possible. For this reason, Trumpf developed a special space-saving beam guard system that is compatible with the machine's modular concept. The machine's protective housing, a requirement for safe laser processing, is integrated into the system and features 2 laser safety windows that allow users to visibly monitor laser cutting. This protective housing automatically moves out of the way when the machine is punching. For more information, visit the Trumpf website. Follow @ENGCOM_machine on Twitter.